Doan Tillich, thanks for joining us from Ankara. In the latest Reporters Without Borders Press Freedom Index, Turkey ranks 154th out of 180 countries. That's just below Iraq. Not good for a country that aspires to join the EU. Would you say that this ranking is justified?
Yes, I would say it's justified. And in the last years, Turkey is gradually going down, dropping to the more bottom of that list. Unfortunately, we journalists in Turkey are experiencing more and more worse days indeed concerning press freedom.
Now you say things have changed in recent years. How have they changed?
Well, we can look at the last 12 years of the ruling party, Justice and Development Party government, first by Prime Minister Erdogan and now by President Erdogan. In the first years, the party has a perception of a reformist party trying to bring country to European Union. And definitely, in the first years, things were much different and better. But as the ruling party more and more consolidated its power and got stronger, its attitude towards reforms, towards democratization, totally changed. And we had more and more authoritarian, and even a totalitarian party, less democracy. Concerning press freedom, we have experienced this very clearly, with the number of journalists in jail increasing each year, which the number of journalists sued more and more each year. So this was very obvious, a gradual change during the last 12 years, a gradual change towards more totalitarianism.
Now give us some examples of constraints on press freedom which you consider important.
Only during the last week, following a school boycott for a more secular and scientific education, many people were arrested for insulting the president. You know, caricaturists drawing the now president, then Prime Minister Erdogan were sued. Journalists criticizing him were publicly condemned and targeted in his political campaigns. Columnists criticizing him were asked to their bosses to be sacked, and they were dismissed. Against the mainstream media, which are not favoring the ruling party, the government imposed huge tax fines. Prime Minister, then Prime Minister Erdogan, has called for newspaper boycotts, advertisement embargoes were imposed on those media. Opposition journalists were and are targeted with the social media trolls of the ruling party. So in general, the political climate was poisoned by totalitarianism. Erdogan asked in a speech, in an address to shop owners, to act like policemen for law and order in their districts. And 3 days ago, just 3 days ago, a journalist in Istanbul was stabbed to death by a shop owner who got angry because a snowball hit on his window. So under such a climate, you cannot talk about press freedom.
Now, when the authorities gag the press, it's often to prevent them reporting certain stories. What are those stories in Turkey?
We could give many examples, but the most concrete one and recent one is a corruption inquiry, which was a year ago. So it was related to the inner circle of the then Prime Minister Erdogan, related to the sons of some ministers. So this huge, maybe the biggest corruption inquiry of Turkish history, many policemen, hundreds of judges and prosecutors were dismissed, prosecuted. And along with that, journalists reporting about that case were also prosecuted. Legal action were taken against them for referring to this corruption scandal. More than 70, as far as I know, media representatives are facing legal action. Some of them are in jail because of that. For example, in the small newspaper where I write a column, the editor-in-chief of this newspaper, named Birgün, has demanded 5 years jail for three cases against him, 5 years for each. And all for reporting about this corruption inquiry.
Now, no doubt many in the media are unhappy with this situation. Is anyone fighting back successfully?
Not to step back, to go ahead, to insist on telling the truth is the success, I would say. Yes, despite of all these pressures, there are journalists in this country fighting for press freedom, insisting to tell the truth. There are journalist associations and organizations. There are many journalist associations for the first time which came together and formed the Freedom for Journalists platform. So the more oppression of the government increases, the more solidarity we see among the journalists.
Doan Tillich, thank you very much for joining us from Ankara.
I thank you very much.